From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel with some news that seems strangely familiar. Today, gasoline prices reached an all-time high. The average retail price for a gallon of regular gas is $3.23, according to the AAA. If you adjust for inflation, gas was slightly more expensive back in 1981. But if today's average goes up a few more cents, we're going to break that record, too. Well, now, $3.23 is just the national average. There are plenty of places where it's lower. In New Jersey, for example, you can fill up for less than $3 a gallon at some stations. On the other hand, it's been many weeks since Californians have seen prices that low. That's due in large part to high gas taxes there. Typically, San Francisco has been the city with the highest gas prices in the continental U.S. But not now. Last week, Chicago edged into the number one spot. And Chicago Public Radio's Gabriel Spitzer reports that a gallon of unleaded there costs an average of $3.59, and the price is nearly $4 at some stations.
Mutasim Ilimam and a fellow Sudanese immigrant are grousing over a plate of curried chicken. Both men worked as professionals back in Sudan. Here in Chicago, they drive cabs, at least for now.
Myself, I'm thinking of, you know, just quitting this job. I'm trying to find something else. Because by the end of the day, you don't make that much money. And you keep hustling and, you know, you feel that you pay all the money you make at the gas pump.
Cabbies here are asking the city to let them tack a fuel surcharge onto their fares. Fawad Asan says the drivers desperately need help.
I hope they put before the summer starts, because it's, summer is right around the corner. The price is going to go up more and more.
The price spike has the city talking about converting its vehicle fleet to hybrid electrics. Some motorists are driving to nearby Indiana, where gas tends to be 20 to 30 cents cheaper. So why the difference? Part of it is the special fuel blend Chicago uses in the summer to help control air pollution. That adds an estimated 5 to 15 cents a gallon. Plus, a nearby BP refinery is working at half capacity following a fire in March. Dave Sakuda of the Illinois Petroleum Council says that's a tough combination.
When you have to change all the fuel around, that's a real dangerous period. If something goes wrong at your refineries, you don't have the big supply backup that you would have some other time of the year. And I think that's part of what's going on now.
On top of all that, Chicago's gas is some of the most heavily taxed in the country. Illinois is one of a handful of states that applies its regular sales tax to gasoline. Plus, unlike most places, the city and county are allowed to pile on their own taxes. Sakuda argues that the beneficiary of high prices isn't big oil so much as it's big government.
You know, Illinois has just gone way, way off the deep end. We don't like that because our customers blame us for the price. You know, it's something they don't do elsewhere. It makes our prices stick out, and it makes it sound like something fishy is going on in Illinois. That's what we don't like about it.
All in all, taxes make up close to 80 cents a gallon here. That's about 30 cents over the national average, and a big reason Chicago has the country's most expensive gas. Well, actually, it's not quite the most expensive. That designation is based on the Lundberg survey, which samples 7,000 gas stations, but still misses a few.
Oh, 1 gallon of unleaded gas is $7.
That's Tanya Garnett, tribal administrator in Arctic Village, Alaska. The tiny town is actually pretty close to Alaska's North Slope oil fields. But the refined product has to be flown in on small planes, which gets really expensive. So Garnett doesn't have a whole lot of sympathy for Chicago motorists.
We've been living so long with such high fuel and gas prices that when that's happening down there, it's like, why don't you take a look at us up here where we're paying $7 a gallon of gas?
As it turns out, business and government officials are taking a look up there. But that's because it's right next to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which sits on lots of underground crude. Even with $7 gas, Garnett opposes drilling in Anwar. Instead, she has some advice for people in Chicago. Walk more. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Chicago.